Okay, good morning. This is Richard Hsu, host of Hsu Untied, where I interview lawyers with interesting side hobbies. Today, I'm very pleased to have as my guest Guy Kawasaki, entrepreneur, investor, advisor, mentor. Guy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Guy, this show is normally about lawyers and their side hobbies. You're kind of a law school dropout, aren't you?
Indeed. I went to law school, UC Davis, for about 10 days.
Is that right? Yeah. It was really just 10 days?
Literally 10 days.
Oh, so you did, I thought the story was that you'd actually gone through like a semester.
No, 10 days.
So what made you even decide to even apply to law school then?
Well, back then, if you're Asian, your parents wanted you to be a lawyer, doctor, or dentist, and I don't want to stick my hand in people's bodies, so that left only law. And I went for 10 days. I hated it. I hate that, you know, basically they're trying to tell you that your mind is crap and we're going to rebuild you. And I could not handle that. And I left after 10 days. And with hindsight, you and all your listeners, I'm sure, are exceptions. But many lawyers practice law for 20 years and figure out they're miserable. I figured this out in 10 days. That's how smart I am.
What did you do after you dropped out of law school?
Just I went back to Honolulu, and I worked for the lieutenant governor of Honolulu. Then the following year, I entered an MBA program.
Okay. So do you regret now dropping out of law school?
Not
you
at
work
all.
With a lot of lawyers,
not
right?
One iota.
All right. Well, you were in law school for 10 days, so I think you can qualify to be on the show.
Okay.
But let's talk about your hobby. I guess you're into hockey, I understand.
Yes. Well, I have two real passions in life besides my family, of course. I love hockey and I love photography.
So tell me about hockey and when you started playing.
I started playing about 12 years ago. It's because my kids took it up and my wife said, you know, you shouldn't be like a typical VC with your BlackBerry on the sideline looking up every once in a while at the game. You should participate in their lives. So you should take up hockey too. And I was 48 at the time. I'd never skated in my life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So I thought it was like a childhood thing.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's not like you grew up in – I thought when you said
in Hawaii.
Hockey, I figured you grew up in Canada or
no,
something.
No, no, no. I grew up in Hawaii. There's no pond hockey in Hawaii. So I started playing hockey, and I loved it. Just from the moment I stepped on the ice, I loved it.
Huh.
And so now I play – if I'm in town, I play every day, sometimes twice a day.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so I play – 5, 6, 7 times a week. I love hockey. I'm playing hockey right after this.
So where do you play and who do you play with?
One rink is one block away. That's why I'm in these offices. So a lot of it, you know, I would not be in this office if it wasn't for the fact that it's one block away.
Now, hockey's pretty athletic. Are you an athlete were you an athlete?
Yeah, and it's all relative, right? So for somebody who's 60 years old from Hawaii who played hockey starting at 48, I'm good. There's a lot of ifs, though. There's a lot of quantifiers there.
Do you do you get hurt in playing hockey?
No.
It looks like
no, you know, with hockey, you have so much padding, and you slide, right? So, and you're sliding on ice. You're not sliding on pavement. Compared to what? Like biking? I tell you, the worst injury I've ever had in hockey is one day after a game, I slid across the bench in the locker room and I got a splinter in my butt. That was the worst thing that ever happened.
You've never had any other injury or anything like that?
Not really. Wow. Not really. I used to play a lot of basketball. And basketball, your knees ache. You sprain your fingers, right? You get poked in the eye. Hmm. That never happens in hockey.
So what do you think you like about hockey so much? Is it just
First of all, it really totally absorbs my mind. Especially if you're not good. You really got to think, right? Mm.
And so you're not thinking about your startups that you're
working on. Nah, not at all. So you have the puck, you have your stick, you have four people on your team, you have five people against you, and the goalie. And like unlike soccer where the ball goes out of bounds, there's no out of bounds, right? It's constantly in play. And so there's a little bit of math. A little bit of physics. It's aerobic and it's cerebral. It's a very, very absorbing game. It's a beautiful game.
And how about the speed of it? Do you like the fact that
I'm not fast, but yeah, I mean, you know, it compared to baseball.
Yeah, right.
And so baseball is not aerobic. Compared to golf is not aerobic. And golf takes 5 hours. You know, hockey takes an hour. There's a lot to like.
Hmm. So your wife regret that she told you you got to get into your kids' sports?
Not clear. Not clear.
She's like, she's probably thinking, what did I start here?
Well, I mean, compared to what? Compared to, like, you know, having a passion for yachting or playing golf, which literally takes half a day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's actually relative.
Or drugs or alcohol or gambling or other women, you know. On that scale, hockey's perfect.
Tell me about your photography hobby.
Yeah, that might be genetic. My, you know, not only being Japanese, but my father loved photography. And I love social media. And one of the key aspects of social media is photography.
And imagery, right?
Yeah, and providing your own stuff and all that. Huh. So I love photography.
What kind of photography do you take?
Oh, it's all people. Always people. It's sometimes scenery. But, you know, I'm fortunate because I get to go and do things that many people cannot go and do. Like I get tours from the Navy, and in April I'll go to the Porsche factory and the Mercedes factory, special tour. So I get to go to places that lend themselves to photography and curiosity. And like I just came back from South by Southwest where it's because of my visibility in a – Damon John from Shark Tank will happily pose with me, and Tim Ferriss will pose with me, and you know all these people will pose with me. So there's another thing just came out, this product called Meerkat, which allows you to do live broadcast video to your Twitter followers, which is really interesting. So I'm into that too.
And now you've done the startup that's sort of doing photography.
Yeah, so Canva is an online graphics design service based in Australia, and it enables people to create beautiful graphics. One component of your graphic can be photos, but you could also just do plain text and, you know, just designs. So it all sort of fits in.
And did you get into photography when you were a kid? I mean, did you used to?
No,
when did you start getting photography?
You know, I started with some Apple QuickTake camera, like, I don't know, 25 years ago.
Okay.
I think one of the things that triggers an interest in photography is the birth of your first child.
Very true.
So you start, you know, photographing, and then some people just, you know, they just take photos and that's it. I never do things half-assed. I mean, you know, when I play hockey, I play every day. When I take photos, I take photos every day.
But
I don't do it at all. There's nothing in between for me.
Yeah, right.
It's a one or a zero. Yeah.
Well, Guy, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about your hobbies. When you find a third hobby, you'll have to come back and tell me about it.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
This is Richard Chu and Guy Kawasaki.